Jim Shame. Lifting heavy grows muscles only once. You have to lift long, and that means lifting light. It also means laughter, ridicule, rumors, and shame, and the champs using you as an example of how not to do it. But these professionals have mistaken doing what everyone else is doing for doing it right. Let me give you a small tactic that you can use to avoid this type of thing. As you lift your heavy weights, instead of resting, lift 5-pound dumbbells. This way you will make the champs see that you don't even need to rest. But I highly recommend you do not try to impress anybody at all, especially bullies. Let us not mince words. As you replace your rest with dumbbells, you will quickly tire your muscles out. That is why you need to cycle standing dumbbell exercises. Go from biceps to overhead shoulder press and then the lateral raise. This way, you don't have to stop, and your muscles still get the rest. Here, you will face another problem. You will lack endurance to cycle your standing dumbbell exercises for very long. Endurance is what joggers excel at, and like a jogger, you have to carefully expand your run while eliminating your rest. You can use parts of your songs as landmarks, or just get an interval timer, and again, aim to eliminate rest. At this point, you might as well replace your main exercise, as chances are, it required sitting or laying down. Switch to walking back and forth like a crazed animal while performing standing dumbbell exercises in a cycle. Do this non-stop for 1 hour and you are well on your way to become a bodybuilder, because before you know it, your body will adapt to lift heavier dumbbells, and that will grow your muscle. Lifting your heavy will become very difficult, so you will have to adjust your heavy down. This process of lowering your heavy while working your way up with light will lead you to the weight that you can actually lift. At first, most often it is 5 pounds. We all just have to start in the beginning. But even with low weights, you will be forced to stop and rest because you lack endurance, so you have to focus on developing that as well. Now you have a challenge in front of you. You have to close the rest gaps. No matter how light the dumbbells, build up the endurance to lift for an hour non-stop first. That is real exercise. Your body is adapting to lift longer and it will grow. By now you will realize that cutting off your circulation with heavy weights and calling it muscle failure is just a terrible myth that does not build muscle. Lifting wrong will give you muscle, but only that one first time. Lifting long and then longer, eliminating all your rest, going non-stop, and increasing dumbbell weight as your body adapts is how you induce muscle growth. Your body will adapt to 5 pounds per hand and then let you lift 7.5, though at first you may need to mix in the two together. From 7.5 you just go to 10 and then 12.5 and 15, and you don't need anybody's advice by that point. But notice how your hour's worth of endurance is a platform upon which you can slowly increase dumbbell weight as your body adapts. Now look at lifting heavy. You can't lift for long enough. to ever adapt to move up by 5 pounds ever again. People who do this corner themselves on the first plateau and never grow muscle again. This is a good example of gym shame. Year after year, they must lift heavy, and they simply never grow muscle again past that first plateau. They can't lift heavier. They can't lift for longer. They never adapt because they maxed themselves out, because they cornered themselves. This is a game over. There is no platform here to adapt on. The body just sees all that sitting and some minor strain for a few seconds. Is it just dumbbells? Yes, it must be just dumbbells. No machines, no sitting, no laying down. Because by walking back and forth, you get a full body exercise. And in a rather short time. Full body means that you never have trouble getting off the couch because you are always in a flexible gymnastic-like state. Basically, you don't age. As to how to do anything for 3 hours, well, you enter a dance trance by moving to the beats of your songs, but you have to hit one beat up and the next beat down. Hours will feel like minutes because you're synchronizing your body and your mind. This is where a clip-on interval timer becomes useful because it has a vibrate function that will alert you to when you can stop and when you must end your rest. I used it. It worked for me. Try to get an off-brand cheap one. It just lets you keep all your focus on moving to the beats. You don't have to look at the clock at all. It's important that you start with slow songs. You can't start dancing to techno. Slow in terms of beats per minute or BPM. Country and romantic pop is a good source of such music. So, you walk into a gym and start pacing back and forth with dumbbells to the beats of your songs. Use whatever weights you can carry the longest, almost non-stop. Don't worry. You will go higher as your body adapts. That is bodybuilding. That's precisely how it works. Lift light, though not so light that you can lift more, but never ever so heavy that you are forced to stop.